Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stop! Big Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh, my goodness.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. Happy Friday. My man Randy Watson, Randy McMichael in for Mike today. We invite you to follow us across all social media platforms, guys. 929 The Game. Like the show and like the station on Facebook if you've not done so. And follow us on the Twitter. He is Randy Mack 81. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Hey, you guys know, we start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Gotten some great tweets from some of our listeners and folks trying the Hey Man L. And I just want to give a couple of shout-outs because Dan basically said, Dukes, man, I finally got some on the south side. And guys have been hitting us up saying, how do I find it on the south side? We've been telling him, Randy, it's there. So he said, I finally got a six-pack down there. A bunch of other guys. Dan said he got the last sixer. Down in Peachtree City at Jack's Liquor. So, guys, I only bring this up because it's the weekend.
Yeah, y'all still ain't getting the money out there, are you?
I'm sorry? That's business, and I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. But with that said, Hey Man L is available for you guys to go get at various locations. So go check that out, man, and make sure you get some for the weekend. All right, guys, we got the Falcon Report coming up, and we're going to talk plenty about this game. I've been asking you today specifically about what you think you can hang your hat on when it comes to the Falcons and the Bucks. A lot of guys are saying, I'm not sure, because I think the confidence level right now of what you guys have seen, what we've seen, is not giving you the kind of confidence to feel like we're going to go into this game and you know, beat up on Tampa Bay. But, Randy, with that said, there's a lot of things that I do feel good about going into this game, even coming off the loss against the Steelers. One guy brought up the fact, it's true, Matt Ryan's better than Jameis, right?
Yeah, I said that, yeah.
Our receiving core, and they've shown this as a group, all right, not one individual, but as a group, if we can protect Matt, we can make plays.
Yes.
Okay? The running game hasn't been what it should be, but now, today, we find out that there will be no Freeman, there will be no Derek Shelby, and there will be no, who am I leaving out? Oh, Grady Jarrett. The free thing, we saw that early in the season, and I thought Coleman and Ito Smith did a really good job.
They did. And on the show that I'm on with Andy Bunker and Stan Norfleet, the Wave 4 tailgate show, our motto, I kind of coined it, 30 runs, Carl.
30?
30 runs.
Okay.
Get you 30 runs in, and you can find a way to keep balance and keep that defense on the sideline. You know, because Hugh says it all the time. The best way to help the Falcons defense keep them off the field as much as possible, all right? And if they can get those 30 runs, then that means they can control the clock. The play-action pass could be there. But if they can't hold up a front – because I go back to the last three games. You're talking about Saints coming out to the last second. Bengals down to the last second. You went to Pittsburgh and got whipped. You know what I'm saying? You got whipped.
You got beat.
Because I think as a Falcon fan, you probably could be like, after those games, hey, it's the last second, you know. But you went to Pittsburgh and got beat. You got whipped. And they won in every fashion of a football game. So when you talk about this game this weekend, yeah, they should win, including because even with all the injuries that they have on defense, even without Grady, even without Free this week, they should win this football game because they're a better team than the Bucks. But that's just me just saying it because I thought they were a better team than the Bengals. I thought they were pushed with the Saints, and I didn't know what to expect of Pittsburgh. But they should beat this team.
Pittsburgh was interesting because they hadn't been playing well, and all of a sudden the defense looked like gangbusters.
And that's why I said earlier in the show, Carl, don't let this be the game that Ronald Jones gets off. Don't let this be the game that Jameis goes off because as bad as Pittsburgh defense was the previous 3 weeks or whatever, the Falcons let them be that guy. You know what I'm saying? They let them get their swagger back against you. Don't let that happen on Sunday.
Well, Jameis, you know, he's coming into this game. He's got a lot to prove because, guys, he's not been, you know, obviously missed the first three games. You had the Fitzmagic thing working, and then all of a sudden, you know, now it's Jameis' time to shine. He got thrown into a very difficult situation. They were getting the snot beat out of him. But here's an opportunity coming off of a bye week where they're fresh, and Jameis is wanting to prove some things. But I want you to hear Matt Ryan on Tampa's defensive struggles because, you know, they're not doing a great job of doing anything right now. They're not great against the pass. Randy today has talked about the back half of their defense. There are some opportunities to be made.
From a personnel standpoint, they've obviously, you know, had some injuries and have some different guys playing. From a scheme standpoint, they've been a little bit different week to week. You know, but they're a defense built on certain principles. And so, you know, we'll be ready for those things and then have to adjust. I think anytime you play in division, there's always going to be a wrinkle or two that they throw at you that you have to adjust to.
And there will be some wrinkles that they need to adjust to. Now, can we protect? And we keep bringing this up, and you know, it's kind of one of those situations where last week we didn't necessarily do a great job.
No.
This D-line does command some respect, at least from a brand name standpoint. I mean, they got a lot of guys up there. JPP's gotten sacks. You talked about, you know, their front.
Hurt.
Yeah, their front, their linebackers. They've got some guys that can create some pressure.
Yeah. I mean, they drafted the guy, Vinny Vea. The guy I always think about is Bo Allen, the guy they brought over from Pittsburgh. But he's questionable right now. But, I mean, Levante David can run. Quan Alexander can run. I mean, that front seven can cause a lot of problems. It's those four guys behind it. And it's their job as a front seven to protect those guys. So they're going to be coming and bringing some different wrinkles, like Matt said. And we know one thing about the NFL. It's a copycat league. And I'm sure that Mike Smith and those defensive coaches sat up there all week watching that Pittsburgh game, like, can we get them here? Because that was the one thing that I didn't like about the Pittsburgh game, Carl, is you didn't see the adjustments offensively to combat what, you know, Pittsburgh was throwing as far as those week four blitzes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, all of a sudden, then your right tackle got to play better.
Coach Sark talking about learning from what they saw last week in Pittsburgh. Listen to this.
Most games, when you fall behind and you got to start throwing it more than you would really realistically like to, you know, you expose yourself to the pressure, especially against a defense like Pittsburgh and their blitzing style. And so, you know, you give up a few of those sacks later in the game when they really can pin their ears back and get after you. But we had a couple early on that were a little bit unfortunate that are uncharacteristic of us. So, you know, for us, it's right back to it, you know, address the issues, but shine a spotlight on it. How can we improve upon it like we've had other issues throughout the year? And I expect us to be better this Sunday.
All right. Listen, and, you know, Sark for me, I thought the second half, to Randy's point, you know, the adjustments I thought was maybe getting the ball out of Matt's hands quicker.
Yeah.
You're trying these RPOs, which it did work with the Sanu play. But, again, you know, let Dave Archer tell you it was a small window in which Matt delivered the football.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I didn't feel like the adjustments were made. But let's hope that they learned that, you know, some things from that going into this game against Tampa Bay. Meanwhile, Robert Alford, you'll get a chance to see this with Dave Archer on CW69. He was asked about gelling with the new guys in the secondary. Because remember, our safeties are out. You got KZ now playing a different position than what he originally was. But he said he's been, you know, playing that pretty much all last season. Here's Robert Alford talking about the gelling process.
It's just getting familiar with those guys in the film room at the end of the day. I mean, you never know what the other person is thinking unless you get in the actual film room and like, talk it out. So, I mean, pretty much that's what we've been trying to do as veterans, me and True. Or whatnot, is just get all the guys together in the secondary at least once or twice a week and just see what the other person is thinking and what his mindset is upon this play whenever it presents itself.
All right, let's talk about a couple of things that our listeners have been saying are concern. Number one, Devontae Freeman. I'm looking at the schedule now, and I'm realizing that he played in week one, 6 carries, did not play in week 2, 3, or 4, played week 5, limited carries. And now here he is not playing in week 6.
Right.
Randy, how much of a concern is this moving forward?
It's a concern. It is, because he's getting nicked. I mean, they held him out all the preseason, just let him go through training camp practice. He gets hurt in the first game. He missed four games, comes back, rested, all these things. No, I'm sorry, missed 3 weeks. And comes back, and now he's rested, and then he goes down again. And now he's going to miss multiple games again. So, it's for me, it's hard for me to believe, because it's hard for me to believe that he's going to be 100% this season. It's hard for me to believe for Falcon fans to believe that the old Free is going to come back. I mean, he's just been nicked up so much. And eventually, Tevin is going to have to get the bulk of those carries. I was surprised, and I'm a true believer that you can't lose your job to injury unless the other guy's just that much better than you. And so I was surprised that they came out and they featured him like he was a starting running back at the beginning of that game. They got to run the football this game, Carl. It's apparent because it is such a copycat league that maybe the Bucs saw something they can get away with. If they can run the football, you can slow down that pressure.
A guy asked the question, and by the way, it's a concern for me too. You guys know this. If you listen to the show, it's no secret that I don't even want to say frustrated, because if you're hurt, you're hurt, and there's nothing you can do. And I can't be mad, like, you know, at a guy like Keanu Neal. He's hurt.
Right.
He can't help us. I get it.
Right.
He's going to recover and come back. But the deal with Free is kind of off and on, and I think it's got Falcon fans wondering what the deal is and how, you know, dependable he may be for this season. So with that said, though, I had one of our listeners ask the question. My man, Mr. Height, CEO, who follows us on Twitter, and you can too, guys. He says, what about Derek Shelby? Derek Shelby, I hear you, but Derek Shelby's not a star on this team.
No, he's a rotational player. The problem with the Falcons is that the guys that they expect to be rotational players and the guys they expect to be backups are now having to be starters.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you don't want that. You sign these guys to be in a particular role. You're going to be a guy who, if Grady gets tired, you come in. We don't expect you to start, but if Grady goes down, we need you to start maybe a game or two. They have guys now, because even when the preseason roster came out, Duke Riley was starting the Will linebacker, right? They don't want him to be starting this many plays right now. They didn't anticipate this, and he's still – and I'm not going to give him a compliment, because every time last time I was like, oh, he's playing so well.
He didn't play well.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's not a lack of effort on Duke's spot, because he's in the spot, Carl. He's just not making the plays.
Right. Yeah, not finishing plays, as we say. So I hear you about, you know, Shelby, but, you know, for me, it's more about Grady, who's an every down guy, who's, you know, a disruptor, not being on that defensive line. It's more about a guy like Free, who, again, you paid a big contract to, and at the time he signed it, he was the highest paid running back in the league. You're expecting big things from him and being a big part of this offense. That is yet to happen this season. So now we're 6 weeks in, and that's not happened. You know what else has not happened?
What's that?
Julio Jones has not caught a touchdown in 10 consecutive games.
That is correct.
Here's Julio Jones, guys, talking about him actually saying he doesn't need to score to be happy.
I've never been a stat guy. I don't care about going out there and scoring a touchdown to make me feel good. I can go in a game and don't have no catches, and I'm going to still feel the same way. As long as we're successful, as long as I'm contributing to the team. If I'm going out there and I'm demanding two men and two guys on me, I'm doing my job for the team.
Okay, I don't believe that.
Why?
No,
you know what? Because you don't want to believe it.
No, I don't.
Because he's saying exactly what he's saying.
No, I heard what he said. He said he doesn't need to score to be happy. What wide receiver you know that doesn't want to score a touchdown
in the game, and doesn't need
to be happy because he didn't score a touchdown? That's bull.
Did he say as long as?
I've never been a stat guy. I don't care about going out there and scoring a touchdown to make me feel good.
Okay.
Okay. So he don't need it to feel good. What? Yes, I like to score touchdowns.
Thank you.
Julio likes to score touchdowns.
Say it, Randy.
Julio likes to score touchdowns.
Thank you.
That's not what he said.
And you scored a lot of touchdowns in your career, didn't you?
He did not say that he did not like scoring touchdowns one bit in that clip right there, Carl. Stop it. He didn't say that one time.
I don't need to score to be happy. What? You're a wide receiver. You're a star.
Yeah.
You're a superstar in this league.
He is. And he did not say he does not want to score.
He said he don't need to score to be happy.
As long as the team is successful.
All right, so let me ask you this.
I'm listening. You think Odell Beckham will say that? You think Antonio Brown will say that?
No, it's Duke. Who? Antonio Bryan?
Brown.
Oh, Brown. Well, come on. We saw what happened there.
Yeah.
Randy, if we go through the season, you're telling me this is what you're willing to say.
Okay.
Let's say we become a playoff team, and there's still a chance that could play out. Guys, we got to win these next two games. We get to the bye week. Who knows what happens?
Okay.
All right? You're telling me we get to week 13 against Green Bay, and you're telling me that Julio doesn't have any touchdowns, that he's not going to be happy? He'll be happy? He'll be fine?
Are they winning?
I just said we turn into a playoff team. It's okay.
Okay, I'm looking at week 13 at Green Bay. So they've beaten the Redskins,
yes,
the Giants, the Cowboys, Browns. So they went on a 7-game win streak. Right?
No touchdowns. Is he happy?
So they went on a seven-game win streak. He hasn't caught a touchdown.
Is he happy?
Yes, because they're winning.
No way.
Okay.
No way.
Like I said, never seen nothing like this cat. Never seen a receiver that just wants to win. And like he said, if he has to take two guys for the offense to be successful, which he usually is, then he's happy. You're not going to see him. Has he ever thrown a fit? Have you ever heard of Julio Jones throwing a fit? Ever?
I think he got an adjustment in the summertime.
Have you ever seen him throw a fit?
Let's give you a chance to win some money.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
GOLD, G-O-L-D, guys. That's the code word, 72881 right now. Text it to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. We're going to talk more about the Falcons in our big story. You'll hear some interviews that we had a chance to catch up with a couple of guys, including Alex Mack and Ryan Schrader, Calvin Ridley. You'll hear what they have to say about that Steeler game, but the learning process moving forward to this weekend. Hey, our Falcon Report is brought to you by Domino's. Make sure you get that large three-topping pizza for only $7.99. Carry out only, guys. It is Domino's.com. It's Dukes and Bell. Randy Mack in for Mike today. What do you guys think? You can hit us up, 404-741-0929. How are you feeling about this weekend? It is Dukes and Bell. Mike's off today. Randy McMichael in for Mike. We're going to let you hear what Calvin Ridley had to say, along with Ryan Schrader and Alex Mack, as we caught up with those guys at Flowery Branch. But as we talk about the Falcons, guys, you know, part of this storyline going into this week is, you know, you got all these things that are going on with our football team right now, and you're wondering, all right, well, what are we going to get? Are we going to get a defensive stop when we need to, whether it's late in the game or not? Is the offense going to bog down like it did against Pittsburgh? Or are we going to see the explosive offense that we saw, you know, maybe against the Saints or maybe the Bengals? 404-741-0929. I asked you guys, what are you thinking? What are you guys thinking? How are you feeling? Let's get to the big story.
Guess what time it is?
Now, it's time for the big story.
Listen to this.
On Dukes and Bell.
Keys to victory, at least from the Falcons' standpoint. All right, you said it, Randy. We got to establish the run game and slow down the pass rush. Can they do that? Establish the run game, slow down the pass rush.
You know what, Carl? And a lot of times when you look at how you're coaching, okay, we're getting 2 yards a clip. Well, it's not working. It's just the attempt sometimes, Carl. You know, stick with it a little bit longer. But it's hard, especially the Pittsburgh game when you got behind. You got to throw the football to get back in. So it's kind of hard at that point. But if they can get somewhere 25, 30 runs, they should win this game fairly easy, I think, because I think that will slow down, you know, them doing, you know, bringing 4 week or Green Dog in the linebacker or something like that if you can run straight at them. As far as the pass rush on their side, Jake better bring his lunch because JPP a big man, and he brings it, and he's very wiry. He's not just a straight bull rush guy. The way he bends, the way he's rushing, he has a great inside move. He's very crafty the way he rushes the passer.
Okay.
Then he's a hold the point. He's a try hard guy, but hey, he can get there also. And then you know what that monster in the middle is doing. I mean, Gerald McCoy. I mean, he's an elite defensive tackle. And let's be honest, the interior of the Falcons O line has not been playing well.
No,
Alex Mack has not been playing well.
It's so true. Yeah. And I think whether it was the scheme or the non-adjustments last week, they kind of got exposed there in the middle. Yeah. I would agree with that. We need to start fast and put pressure on Jameis Winston because you said it. He'll throw you one.
He's gonna give the Falcons defensive players three chances to pick him off. Just catch it. And I was talking to my man on Twitter, a guy named Eric, and I love talking to him because he knows his ball. He was saying, well, he said, Trufant's not a ball hawk. You ain't got to be a ball hawk to catch a ball that's thrown right to you. Catch it.
Wow.
That's all you got to do. Catch it.
All right. And then are we going to win the box? You got to win the box. You got to own the box.
We just read off their defensive personnel on that defensive line and those two linebackers they got. They run in here. They're not the biggest guys, but they can run sideline to sideline. So how do they like to attack? When they have Tevin, they run more toss plays with Tevin. They love to get him, try and get him on the perimeter. Not necessarily they stick with that zone scheme run. They want to get him on the run. They'd like to do different type things. You got to get a body on if you're going to do that scheme, you got to get a body on Alexander and Levante. Just like we were talking about the game against Carolina. You got to get a body on 59 to be able to move
Luke Kuechly.
You got to be able to get a body on. You got to find a way to get these linebackers blocked. And they can do that. They can run all day because I think Mike wants to play zone. He wants to sit back there in a cover two shell because he knows that if they go man-to-man against this Falcons team, they're going to get lit.
Yep.
Own your box. Win your box.
Or I'm eating the box. I'm sorry. I love the box. I grew up on the box.
You eat the
I
box
like the box.
Down.
Oh, I love the box. I love the powdered box.
Just
you got to own the box, though.
Y'all leave
We're talking
him
about
alone.
Line of scrimmage. What are you guys talking about? We're talking about line of scrimmage.
Y'all leave him alone.
What?
Y'all leave Fricky alone.
It's
man.
The truth.
All right.
Hey, we are going to talk with Scott and Buddy and Ray in just a minute. They want to talk about the Falcons and the concerns with Julio and Free. And
why are you concerned about Julio?
Huh?
Why are you concerned about Julio?
Oh, jeez.
I mean,
oh, my goodness. I was hoping to have a good weekend. He hasn't caught a touchdown.
I have a problem with
games.
I have a problem with that also.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about.
No, you got a problem with Julio.
Oh, stop it.
Right, dude,
I don't have any problem with
Julio.
That's ridiculous. We'll talk to you guys in a second. Speaking of the protection, I want you to hear from Alex Mack. Mike and I had a chance to catch up with our center. We asked him what was up with all the sacks last week.
A couple of them were, just they had a good scheme against our play action stuff, and they got a guy on the edge, and we try to have a long down the field plays that just kind of caught on. We got down behind late in the game, and you have to throw it a lot, and they aren't going to blitz. So we got to step up and make a couple better plays there, and at the same time, if you're running the ball better, if the game's a little closer, teams have to play a little bit more honest.
You're familiar with Tampa Bay. Obviously, they got a pretty physical front. Can you run the ball against these guys on Sunday?
It's going to be a big challenge, for sure. They got a fair number of new guys up there, and they're all really talented. They got a really good, solid front, and it's going to be a ground-and-pound kind of day if we want to get it done.
Every week, though, you see those big monsters up front, right? I mean, you see those guys. It doesn't matter every week, and you're like, damn, what's your approach when you see those guys? I mean, it seems like every team has, those big DTs down there.
Every team in the NFL, every team's going to have someone really good on their team in the front. but you just got to keep, doing what you need to do. We practice all the time against really good guys on our team. And if you work on your technique and you kind of focus on the small details and everyone does their job in the run game, things should open up. And if they're really doing a really good job of stopping that by just loading the box, there should be some stuff in the pass open behind them.
It's Pro Bowl center Alex Mack with us here on 92.9 The Game. You know about adversity with your background in Cleveland. I mean, the good news is the NFC is still wide open if we can just get that win.
Early in the year, we have a lot of talent on this team. I think taking it one day at a time, one game at a time is the key.
How do you feel physically, Alex, at this point in your career, man? Because when you got here, obviously, it's been a couple of years now, and people are like, oh, Alex is still one of the best at this position, and we certainly believe that. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. It's definitely, as you get older, it takes a little bit more work to stay feeling good, and I'm learning that, but I still feel like I'm, playing pretty well.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
That's Alex Mack, and Randy just alluded to it. We got to do a better job in the middle. There's just no beating around the bush. We didn't do a great job of that last week. Hopefully, that is better this week. Hey, I do want to mention one other thing as we're talking about the keys for the Falcons on Sunday. We got to get off the field.
Yeah.
Third down.
Yes.
Teams are converting 55% of third down attempts against us. Last week was laughable when you'd have a situation where it looked like we were going to get off the field against Pittsburgh and penalty. All of a sudden, they break off a long play. And you're going, wait a minute, it was just third and 12 or third and 11. And they make a play. That is killing us, Randy. So getting off the field on third down while teams are converting that number's got to come down this week. We got to get off the field when we need to. That's another big key.
I'm looking at 55% on third down. I mean, that's atrocious, man. That is atrocious.
So, but you say that, and I agree with you, but I was real quick. That's why you need to make these plays offensively.
Yeah.
That's why you have to make these plays when they're there to be made, right?
Because we talked about it earlier. When you're at a position where you're treading water and all that, Carl, you got to make that play. And I'll go back to the Cincinnati game. It's nitpicking. Vic, that was a great play he made to hit Andy Dalton's arm. But you got to get that ball.
Got to get on it.
You got to get that ball.
Get on it!
You know what I'm saying? You got to get that ball out. You're struggling. They're moving your back, Carl. You got to find a way to stop them. And that goes to the secondary. With Offer was talking about, he was saying, we got to take these young guys up under our wings. Y'all got to play better, too, as a veteran.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, you got the young guys back there. I understand that. The new communication and all that. But your guys, the guys that have been there, they got to play better too.
It is Dukes and Bell. Randy Mack in for Mike today. I want to talk to Scott here on the phones at 404-741-0929. I played a soundbite from Julio Jones saying, I don't need to score to be happy. And I said, listen, Julio's an unselfish player. The facts are, and it's not my facts, actually D. Orlando Ledbetter put it out, who writes for the AJC, saying it's been 10 games. It's a 10-game drought since he's caught a touchdown. And I asked Falcon fans, it's kind of funny because most guys get it, but like the people who don't – I guess we're just supposed to ignore this.
Ignore what?
This is not a big deal. Just ignore
man,
it.
You need to stop.
Just ignore this.
You and your fantasy people.
We should ignore this.
I bet Scott got him on his fantasy team, too.
Scott, you're in the game with Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, talk to us.
Hey, man.
Hey,
what you think, Scott?
Hey, Randy Mack, go Dogs.
My man.
Hey, I do have a problem with Julio. He's saying he don't want to catch touchdowns and stuff.
He didn't say that.
Well, if he doesn't want to catch a touchdown, the brink truck come up here. We pay him money. I think we're hamstrung on the contracts. I know Matt Ryan, I mean, everybody wants to get paid. I think the reason we're suffering on defense is because we're so hamstrung on paying the big contracts and stuff. Julio's a great player. Matt Ryan's a great player.
Yep.
They all need to get paid. We spit and sputter and stuff. I mean, it's not the offense's fault, but if we kind of disperse our money a little bit to the defense, I think the defense would be a little better. What'd you say?
Well, Scott, here's the deal. We're banged up on the defense, and we know this. We got guys that are out, and we're trying to – I think this team's doing the best they can. I am not going to ignore that our superstar
he
receiver –
He did not say that, Carl.
That our superstar receiver has a 10-game drought going.
That's terrible.
It's terrible. Randy, you would admit that, right?
Yes. I'm all there with you.
And that's all we're saying.
No, that ain't all you're saying, Carl. Stop it.
College football fans, join 92.9 The Game and John Michaels this Saturday from 3 to 5 at Benchwarmer Sports Grill off Claremont Road for the Dixie Vodka viewing party and watching college football. The battle going on in Baton Rouge, guys. Hang out with us and enjoy great Dixie Vodka drinks. The watch party is presented by Dixie Vodka, made in America, raised in the South. All right, more of your thoughts coming up. We got the top three at 6 and our man, Mike Conti, next.
It's Radio 92.9, The Game.
Always chicken thighs are always the best.
Chicken breast.
No. Chicken breast is a poor excuse for chicken.
Where are you from, Randy?
I'm from Georgia.
Exactly.
I'm a country boy. Right. You don't eat chicken breast down there. We eat chicken. So we've been seasoned it with a little special seasoning that nobody knows about. I put it on there. And it's not Lowry's, okay. And I call it the monkey juice.
Busy. Pretty busy.
Busy.
What? I'm very busy right now.
Hey, man.
It's time now for In Case You Missed It with Mike Conti.
Have I got good news for you?
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
Brian, where is that from, Brian?
Is this about...
Where is that from?
Well, the fact that I played it right now, Randy's already mad enough at me, but you can find it on YouTube. Just Randy.
He's upset because...
YouTube?
Yeah, he's upset because I got on his shirt earlier, and he's... Yeah, all right, okay.
I'm going to have to post that. Where is it at? YouTube?
Yeah, just cooking with Randy McMichael. You guys could find it.
Now,
it's a lovely video.
Before we get to Mike Conti, it's Dukes and Bell, Randy Mack in today from Mike. Randy Mack 81. Follow him on Twitter, man. You did a cooking show? I didn't know this.
Dude.
What? You did?
I came over to my house. With the TV crew.
Why are you so serious right now?
It ain't no cooking show, all right?
Sure sounds like a cooking show.
Michael,
rice. Is it the rice? Philip would say it. The rice.
They came to my house, all right? They came to my house and I made dinner. It wasn't a cooking show, all right? It was like they had to follow a player around for
Randy,
the day.
Randy, there's nothing wrong with having a cooking show.
I didn't say it was nothing wrong with it, man. I just don't like him playing that clip because I know why he's doing it, all right?
No, he actually said, did you know Randy did this cooking thing? I said, no. He said, I'm going to play a clip from the cooking show. And I said, okay. I had no idea. You're multi-talented.
This is Mike Conti,
aren't you amazed that Randy can get in the kitchen and throw down like
What's
that?
What's monkey juice exactly?
I can't tell you. I have.
So is it a marinade or is it like a
– It's both.
Okay.
It's both. But it has a name for both. Like I've used my monkey juice marinade that I use on my ribs.
Okay.
All right. Then I have another monkey juice like seasoning that I put on my chicken.
Like a dry seasoning.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
And what are the proportions?
I'll never tell.
Oh.
Yes.
But would you tell the lady on the cooking show?
I didn't tell her.
Okay. So really no recipe was shared. She just filmed you cooking.
Yes.
It was a show. It was a cooking show.
No, I'm going to have to take up for Randy here because if a recipe is not disclosed, it's not a cooking show. You don't watch Emerald and, you know, Emerald just goes and does whatever without giving you the recipe. You can at least get it online. So I'm this sounds like more of a lifestyle show.
If they're filming him in the kitchen, it's a cooking show.
It's a lifestyle.
Well,
it's what do players
you
do?
You were in the kitchen.
It's,
no, Carl.
It was a lifestyle. What do players do after they get home from work? And so she followed my crew and everybody followed
Came
me
to the house
after I got off work.
And filmed you cooking, which is a cooking show.
No.
The kitchen is a popular gathering place in most people's homes now. You know, Randy likes to cook. That doesn't make it a recipe or a cooking show or anything.
Now, real talk, actually, Randy and I have shared, we do love to barbecue.
Yes.
We both love to queue. We love to cook. I'm not going to lie that we have shared some things there, but I had no idea you had your own thing, man.
I have heard that Randy's barbecue ability, his ribs in particular, are on fleek, like really, really good.
When are you going to bring some ribs, man?
Yeah.
Really? You got this cooking show? That's nothing to be embarrassed about. And you ain't even shared ribs?
Wait a minute. That's not anything to be embarrassed about.
All right. Okay. I'll bring the ribs. All right. I'll bring the damn ribs. All right.
That's what's up.
Okay, fine.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Randy, it's Annie. We're at the store. Do you need anything else?
Orange car and black pepper. The one for the little ball.
The little ball black pepper. Okay.
All right, man. We get the point. Okay. I was on a cooking show. All right. I was on a cooking show. Can you stop?
Thank you. Stop. All right. There you go. It was a cooking show. Just stop. All right. Just stop. So I'm talking about it. Fine. It is. In case you missed it with Mike Conti. When is your show debut on Bravo, Randy? Because you're going in this direction here. Just stop. Thank you. You were in the kitchen. Yes. Just stop. It was a cooking show. Fine. Coming up on Bravo at 10 o'clock in the kitchen with Randy. The special guest, Randy's wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, poor Randy.
Go ahead.
You going to bring some ribs for real, though? Don't be playing with my emotions, man.
Bringing that now?
I'm not talking about right now. I'm not making fun of you. I had no idea you had these kind of skills. You're actually in the kitchen cooking and filming you.
And hold on. I'm going to interject one thing.
Yes.
When it comes to barbecuing, there is absolutely nothing to be ashamed of if you're a man who's really good at barbecuing.
I'm great at it. I'm talking about this show. That's what I'm talking about, this show Brian keep playing.
Do we have a date on the original air date of the show? Do we know?
Today we're going to make one of my favorite international dishes, chicken adobo.
Whoa, hold on. That sounds like a show.
That's
chicken,
a cooking show.
Chicken adobo?
I made chicken adobo.
Adobo. Yes, okay, yes. Okay. Do you use, the chipotle peppers, or do you use serrano peppers? Do you use, dried serrano? Do you use jalapenos or poblanos? I'm just curious. I have no idea why this would even be remotely embarrassing, by the way. No idea.
Because I don't like it. I don't like that kind of stuff, man.
All right. I'm not going to belabor the point anymore. I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
Let's go, Mike.
Nothing. Well, you know what? Okay. Randy has been embarrassed a little bit in this segment.
I don't know why. I mean, having a cooking show is a big deal.
Why don't we put another member of the fam on blast here in the final 2 minutes of my week? So, across the street, they're filming, what's the show, The Resident?
The Resident.
Okay. It's like a medical drama, and they take the Woodruff Arts Center, and they make it look like a hospital. And occasionally, the film crews will be down there to film a scene like an ambulance pulling up to the hospital. Well, they're doing something crazy down there right now. I mean, there's just people left and right. There's caterers, camera people. There's a guy on the balcony across from us right now who's watching all this unfold with binoculars. I'm not joking. It's like full-fledged Hollywood. Well, someone in our group came running down the hall earlier this afternoon saying, guys, what's going on across the street? There's a bunch of emergency vehicles that are speeding into the Woodruff Arts Center. They're props for the show. But one of the five of us did not understand that this was hot.
Hold on a second. I know who it is. Hey, Bo, how you doing?
Wait a minute. Whoa. I have not invited Bo to talk yet. So he's running down the hall saying there's a situation going on across the street. Let's all go and look. And then I had to point out, no, it's Hollywood. They do that down there occasionally. It's causing a heck of a traffic jam on the street right now.
I hope somebody steals your Coke Zero.
I still have not invited you to talk. I never said specifically who it was, by the way.
You did not say that. You're absolutely correct.
No. I mean, for all we know, it could have been Carl. It wasn't.
It wasn't.
But it could
have been. I know who it was. It's Bo. That's who it was. It's Bo. Bo yeah. running around talking about, look at all them ambulances down there. I'm like, fool, that's a movie. It's a movie set. What are you talking about?
It happens. It happens. I mean, when Bo went to the...
Look at all the lights.
When Bo went to the MGM studios in Orlando one time, I'm sure he probably had the same effect. It's hard to sometimes delineate what's real, what's fake. There's very much a fake emergency going on across the street right now, but not everyone was on it.
All I know is when the light came on, Bo was like, oh, TV show.
I took a Coke Zero, and I'd do it again, Conti.
Who is that, by the way?
That was a caller that called in right after this all happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the search continues, by the way, for the Coke Zero thief.
What?
Search continues.
Somebody stole your drink?
No, nothing is... Well, they know that I'm on to him or her now. there have been no thefts of soda in the last week. I almost brought it up at the all-staff meeting the other day, that we have a common thief that works among us right now, stealing our soda.
Anybody who steals stuff out of the community refrigerator needs to be kicked in the...
Yeah, go ahead. Well, one thing I do know is that nothing washes down a nice plate of adobo chicken better than a Coke Zero.
I know. My wife, she loves the chicken adobo, and she loves her Coke Zero.
There you go.
Man, I just found out so much about our staff. It's amazing. Randy, man, bring the ribs, bro. Hey, Mike Conti, great job. I don't even know what the hell we just did there. It doesn't matter. In case you missed it, we'll talk to you Monday. Hey, I want to give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to the College Football Hall of Fame. Call Bo at 404-741-0929 and tell Bo who won the 2008 BCS National Championship. 404-741-0929. For more information, visit cfbhall.com. For complete rules, go to 929thegame.com/rules.
Is it the rice? Philip would say it. Philip would say it. The rice.
Now. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.